So this is your practice in anchoring, okay? We have the person think of a resource. I'll draw you a cute little map. And in your book, it's called Integration of Anchors, Integrating Anchors. It's also known as anchor collapse, so I apologize if the terms, we're bringing two things together. Okay. Anchor integration. To do it, anchor a resource. Now you notice we start with what's positive. We get the anchor for that first. So last module, you learned how to access states. For some people, thinking of a memory, a time they had the resource works. For somebody else, you might say, pretend you've got it right now. Imagine you're somebody else having it. You learn those different ways. Think of music that reminds you of it. There, you had a long list that you played with, all the different ways you can access states.
So once you collapse the anchor, the anchors don't exist anymore. It's just the present state of the state. The anchors are kind of like now
modeled. They don't, they, once you've utilized them and future paced them, you don't need them anymore. Yes, Sunny?
I was going to ask a question because it seems like there might be a little bit of confusion about that, anchor collapsing an anchor is also used when you're wanting to have a positive state overcome a negative one, right?
That's what we did. But we're actually letting you put it into a context where you need it.
Right. So it's the same process. But
same process.
I wasn't collapsing anything. I was integrating it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's why it's more appropriately named anchor integration.
But in some cases, it's still used as a collapsing of an anchor.
The terms are used interchangeably. Okay. You got it? So anchor a resource, that means you have to have the person access it first. They have to be associated, imagining it, okay? And so you get an anchor for that. That's an anchor. That's my best at drawing you guys. And then we're going to do this with each one of them. Break state. That means have them think about anything else neutral. Sometimes I say to people, turn your body around, shake, what's your middle name, what did you have for lunch today, what are you going to do for Halloween tonight, anything, so that you take that state out of the body, and then you test your anchor by duplicating it exactly and noticing if the state comes back. Okay, so it's useful when you're first learning this to test your work. Then, for this, let's have you think of a context where you want this resource. Okay, anchor a context where you want the resource. Now, since we're going to use them both at the same time, you have to use two hands. Does that make sense? Because if I do this and then I do that, it's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to use this hand in two locations. So for this, I would suggest you put the first one kind of put up around the shoulder and then another one down around the arm or the wrist or whatever. So anchor in a separate location. So that's this anchor. And then we're going to break state and test after you've established it. Then we're going to put them together. And you do it, we call that sequential. You say, take this state and bring it into this context. So, this is the integration. Bring this. And then you use the words, this resource, into this situation. So you're holding them both at the same time. You following me? So then they're together. But you start with this one. The sequence is important. And then I just let go of this context and let them think about the future. In NLP, we call that future pacing. Future pace. That's taking it out of this room and into that situation in the future where you want it. So you do that by allowing them to think about a future situation using this anchor and what it will be like. You're not going to hurt them because we're focusing on a resource. People go, oh, they're so nervous.
Which anchor are you using in the last one? Using the original anchor?
Yes.
In the future?
You're using the green anchor, the resource anchor. Take that into the future. Yeah. Now into that context. So we have.
Do you break state after integration or you don't?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, you break state
after
before.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The
right. Right. The reason we're starting with a resource is you can't hurt anybody that way at all. All you're saying is we're just, and so even if your anchoring is sloppy, which it might be to begin with. So we have a presupposition in NLP that many of you may have heard. There's no such thing as failure. It's only feedback. So if it doesn't work, you go, oh, all right, maybe I need to go back and get the state better first, okay? So since you haven't practiced this, this is your opportunity to start playing with anchoring. And we'll be doing this in practice sessions, doing more anchoring kinesthetically. Since you've just learned the spatial anchoring, you already, many of you reported, you know the power of anchoring. So now this is, okay, this is how we do real effective change work, is oftentimes we use kinesthetic anchors. And you know what? We don't have time to practice it before we go, but we, okay, and it, even if you're not staying tonight, we will have an opportunity to practice a lot more with anchors as we go along. Sorry, I talked too long today. And guess what? We're going to start with a song tomorrow because we're leaving early. So find your mastermind group. What did we do today? We did some outcomes and backtracking, and you've just seen a little demonstration of anchoring. Huh?
What was today's song?
We didn't get a song today because we're ending early. Sorry.
So let's meet with our mastermind group.
Okay. All right, I'll see you all in the morning.